I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Got a call the roll here, Ms. Rizzuto?
No, she calls it.
You do it. I don't freaking know what I'm executive session for matters of special education.
First, you got to go through the approval of the regular meeting minutes held on February 26th.
It's actually right there.
Number four.
Where? Number four. Four is executive session.
Oh, see, he doesn't. I think he was right with what he did.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so.
There is none. There is no motion.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Go ahead. Yep, I'm wrong. Sorry.
4A. All right. 4A.
We do not have a
General Administration Division Acceptance of Committee on Special Education. Is that what we're doing here?
I have the wrong agenda.
So this should be... So, yes, the November or March 4th agenda. Because I was going to say there's no special ed.
There you go, Vicky.
Are you opening up in the wrong one?
Got the wrong one. I got the liberty.
Yep, go ahead. You're good. So now we got the...
Anyway, approval of the regular meeting minutes held February 26, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRobert?
Aye.
Mr. Myers?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tassani?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky? Aye.
Kevin, do we have any letters and communications to the board?
I have one tonight, and this is from Mr. Tooley, Mayor of City of Ogdensburg. Just wanted to touch base from your February 8th letter to the city that was read into the record at last night's City Council meeting. We appreciate you reaching out to us to learn of your evaluation of the administration by law enforcement and the school community of the recent threat made at OFA. City Council has been briefed by Andrea Smith and the City Police, Sergeant Polniak, about the matter, and their comments mirror yours. It is apparent to us that strong collaborative effort among city police, other area law enforcement agencies, school administration, and staff was successful in management of the situation. Students were also commended for the mature manner in which they followed established procedures designed for their safety. I thank you, your administrative team, the Board of Education, and your staff in coordinating efforts with law enforcement during this challenging event. I know personally the two of us have emphasized teamwork between the city and the Ogdensburg City School District. Since the City Council was sworn in on January 1st, the management of this event demonstrated this approach in a very meaningful way. Sincerely, Mike Tooley.
Do you have any comments relative to the agenda? Anything under old business?
I do. Last meeting we voted on, I made a motion about cars and everything else. Since then, I did do a little research, because it's just my nature. Other districts don't have the specific language of playing cars. They actually have gambling.
Correct.
You know, science, we're basically the only ones around that actually still have that, I'm going to say, older language of playing cards. Mm-hmm. I did go in and look at a bunch of different school districts for theirs, and it's gambling specific. I just think that we should adjust that and put it to gambling. Does that make sense? I didn't know that the other night, or I would have said that, but I did.
I've talked to several districts. I sent out a district a little larger than us, I reached out to. They don't allow card playing except for in senior study hall. We've talked about bringing senior study hall back again. We have not done so as of yet, but not something that we're not opposed to. We bring the code of conduct revisions and changes probably the second meeting in April. We can certainly discuss it. I stand firm with what I believe is right now and the playing of cards. I am more open to the playing of cards in a senior study hall situation, which again, reaching out to a local district, the largest district in our area, they don't allow card playing except for in senior study hall.
Which I
understand there's two sides.
Yeah, and there's other districts that do.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. There's, it's about 50-50.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I looked at a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And it does say no gambling in a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think we need to adjust the language to not say no cards. I think no gambling. If you want to adjust the language and go with no gambling, cards can be played during senior study hall or whatever, that, you know what I mean, but I don't think no cards is a good way to go.
We can take a look at it.
No. Do you have senior privileges?
No.
The kids come and...
No. No. We haven't had that for several years. It just got to a point where it was unmanageable. Not that we're opposed to not looking at bringing those back.
Do they play cards at the elementary level?
They do, like, with matching colors and numbers and shapes.
Math facts.
Or is greater than or less than. It's comparing numbers.
Yeah, so I mean, they're not utilized. It's not utilized in a way. It's not.
It needs to be changed, right?
But
language should be changed because that's violating
but
contract.
You've got to remember those aren't used in a way that are unstructured times. Those are used in a way for instructional purposes, not unstructured time, which is what this would be.
But like I said, I think it should be allowed in certain events, right? Like we said before, because right now it was being done anyway. Did you look into all that other stuff?
Yes, and we could not find anything where any of that was true, where an administrator was playing and where it was happening ninth period.
Not in the study hall.
No, we couldn't find anywhere. We went through every single ninth period teacher, and we walked into every single ninth period teacher's classroom and asked the question.
Okay, so I still want to make a motion to change the language now. I don't believe
you,
we need to wait, because we didn't
technically can't, because Robert's Rules of Order don't allow anybody to make the motion on what was voted down except for those that were in the majority of the no's. So technically you can't make the motion. The only one that can make a motion would be Pam, Angie, Craig, and Ronnie.
I can't make a motion to change the language.
No.
Of that at all.
No.
And add anything.
No.
Are you sure about that?
I asked an attorney. Unfortunately, it happened at the city council where somebody wanted to make a motion that was in the dissent side, or that was in the minority of a motion that was made. You can't make the motion if it was voted down. The only ones that can make the motion were the ones that voted in favor.
By
Robert's Rules of Order, technically.
But in April, when the code of conduct is...
We can revisit that. We can revisit that. We can revisit that.
Anybody on the other side, any other no side, like to make a motion?
I see it from a teacher's perspective. I see it as, you know, trying to get kids time on task, and we're trying to keep kids engaged, and we have, you know, from my experiences, we have a large group of kids that need time to complete work, and it's really hard, even in a district my size, track of those kids, let alone in a district this size. So I see it from the perspective, from that other side where...
Does your district have the senior privileges thing?
They do. And yeah. senior privileges are revoked through the ineligibility list.
Right.
And we're not opposed to looking at bringing... Yeah. We've never been opposed to that, bringing senior privileges back and looking at that. We just haven't done it in years, and it's just been a while. I'm not opposed to it.
Why don't you bring that back? How do you get that back?
It's just, again, meeting with the high school principal, assistant principal, getting the student council together.
Doesn't the senior class present
them? Typically the senior class representatives would go to student council or through their advisors to communicate with the building.
Not opposed. I mean, it's we've had success in the past. We've had
some
hard things going on where it was unmanageable. The hard part is them leaving school and them coming back. Security-wise, we talked about security. So, I mean, it may not look like it did 10 or so years ago.
But the board would approve.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
And you don't have to approve. It's not an all or nothing.
Correct.
Right?
I mean,
you could say we would be okay with this and this, but not necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly reach out to Mrs. Tuttle and sit down and start opening up conversation around senior privileges again. It's been a while since we've done them.
Yeah, because I know kids my age would like to have them when we get to senior.
Yeah, like a lounge
yeah.
area. Yeah, we've talked about it. And again, where a lot of it broke down over the years was staffing, because we lost significant staff. And to staff that senior lounge takes an employee each period, 9 periods, to staff that senior lounge. Not opposed to it.
So I see what Mike's trying to get in here, and I don't have an issue with cards. My thing is, I have an issue with cards during times when students should be doing work. But I know there's a lot of time that is not dedicated to work, even when there's work. You say that there's homework assignments or they're studying or whatever. How is it decided what they're able to do? Because I know they watch movies on their phones or they do TikTok.
So, how is it decided? Just like everything else in the world, we're only as good as our weakest links.
Yeah.
Right? And I say that not to alienate anybody, but if a teacher does not enforce the rule, then kids are on their phones and we catch them, right? And we have a policy against the use of phones while in class. They have to be in the holder or away where we can't see them. Some kids keep them in their lockers. But we're only as good as the teacher that adheres to that. And if I could, or administration could be in 57 classrooms all at once, we could monitor that more closely.
But they shouldn't be. I'm not saying when the instruction's happening. What happens during your free time when there's no work?
They're on their phone.
That's what I mean. How is that? I think that's where Mike's coming from. Is
right.
But they shouldn't be on their phones.
And it's not every class either. Right, it's right. Just like some classes, like we have our phones next to us if we're like looking up stuff for research.
Sure. There's reasons for it.
Right? Yeah, and then other classes.
Even in study hall, they should not have their phones out, even if they're done with work. There's always studying to be done. And if we had...
So I guess that's just where I'm coming from. I'm saying if we're gonna allow some free time, I would prefer to have a different option than this.
But what you're not taking into consideration is the oversight and the administrative
burden
on monitoring all this. I've said we're trying to control vaping. We can't even control that. We've got kids that won't go to the bathroom within the district because of it. So we're spreading our administration, our staff, thin when now all of a sudden, if we let them play cards, now I've got to monitor, are those 4 kids on academic ineligibility? Can they have the time to play cards? Are they failing any classes? Do they owe any homework? It becomes a management nightmare.
But you're saying, via senior study hall, or via senior privileges,
we could do something like that.
It would automatically be revoked.
Well, we could...
Any of those factors are in there.
We could allow them to play within senior study hall, as a privilege, it's a rite of passage going up, but it still requires, in order to be in senior study hall, because
right.
now we're talking...
That's already... Senior study hall is already a privilege.
We don't have it yet. We have not done it. But
if you did,
yes.
It would be a privilege barring any...
Correct. We would have a list of seniors who qualify, because they're not failing anything, to be able to be in senior study hall. Right now, you're asking for us to do it with 753 kids, and it would be just unmanageable.
That argument that you just gave your supervising for playing cards, I mean, clearly that's already going on now anyway, because the kids are on their phones. I don't think that's a viable argument towards that.
But the kids...
Can I ask one more thing?
Yeah.
Since I wasn't at that last meeting, can I put that motion on the floor?
You certainly can.
Okay. So why don't I put the motion on the floor to amend the language in the code of conduct to no gambling and playing cards?
I'll second it.
You can't. It only can be seconded by...
I'll second it.
You can't.
Oh, shit.
It can only be seconded by Pam or Angie.
Quit saying my name first every time.
So. Google it. Again, this is based upon a lawyer.
I would be on board with
Can I make a suggestion?
Can I put the motion on the floor, so can they at least say no or yes?
No, it needs a second.
I know, yeah. But they haven't given it.
Right,
so
motion's been made.
Yes, motion's been made, yes. Sorry.
And it's either Pam or Angie are the only two options.
Correct.
Did you answer
me?
No.
Sorry. So if I can make it.
Rules you're saying.
So if I.
Robert's rules of order.
So can I make a suggestion? Can we get can we get Cindy Tuttle to come in, just to talk about what I mean? And I get that kids are on their phones, but kids are on their phones because teachers aren't doing what they're supposed to do in the classroom, right? And we monitor that. We try to monitor that. We try to make sure we hold them accountable. Kids are only supposed to be on their phones for educational purposes between classes and at lunch. You know, those are the only times. And we try to enforce that, but we're only as good as the teacher that enforces it within that period class.
Yeah. It's very difficult to enforce. I was kind of a crossover teacher at the time in high school. What I used to do is you have your thing, numbers with their names on it, whatever, and they put their phone in. Half would want to put their phone in. Mm. Now, so what I did, I got those charger things that they could plug their phones in. And I say, look, you want to charge up your phone? Put it over there for my class while you charge up your phone. That's how I dealt with it. Mm. Because, you know, this, every time you looked in it, child was like this, looking down, you know.
And we have a meeting on the 18th. You know, I'm not opposed, but get to the people, ask the people that are going to be monitoring this. You know, I get that I want kids off their phones too. I there's no doubt about it. I do see the value of cards. I just don't see it being managed well. We've already got 30% of our student body back in 2021 that admitted to gambling within the month of taking the PNA survey. That number has increased exponentially now that online gaming has come into play. I'm not opposed to looking at it from a senior study hall situation, but from 753 kids, from an administrative standpoint, I just don't see it going well. I just don't. And that's just my opinion. I'm not trying to espouse my wisdom on anybody. I'm just looking at it from an administrative standpoint of making sure those 753 kids are all academically eligible and can be taking the time out to be playing cards in a study hall or in a library for that matter.
So, in a classroom, when it's deemed that there is free time or no work, how do those teachers at that point, do they look to see if anyone is academically ineligible or missing something before they allow them to have free time?
You're wrong. I just looked it up. Motion to move to reconsider has two parts. First, a member moves to reconsider that didn't vote in the minority the first time.
Okay.
If there is a second, the motion is taken up. The seconding can be done by any member regardless of how they vote.
Okay, well, that then I say make the motion again.
I'm not in it.
So go ahead, you can make the motion.
Do we want to verify that that's accurate? Or?
I just looked it up. I just read it.
No, go ahead.
That's what I was. That's why I was looking at you.
Thunder modifications.
Thunder.
Hit you with your book.
So.
What? That book actually says Tom Sawyer.
I mean, I could call Kate Reed.
This last book's Duck Go.
Oh gosh.
It's under Robert's rules.
Yes, that's where the book is.
I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to say
I would, if I may. And again, Renee can make a motion and anybody can second. I'm fine with that.
Starts there.
But if I may, I implore upon you to get Mrs. Tuttle here to at least ask her questions about this before we put this policy in place, and I just have a bad feeling about this.
So let's table it. How about we table it so we have a time to talk to
Perfect. I think that that's fair. We've got the 18.
And then we can verify if that's
accurate. But I do think also by putting, just to say this, I don't think what Mike is saying is that this is just going to be, everybody's going to be playing cards. I think it is gives them the opportunity to allow them at the time that they deem it's fit to play cards.
Correct.
So at that would be the person that should be manning it and policing it and doing whatever. So I just say that, we can table it, but I just say that. Because I don't think what you're saying is people just can play cards and decide when they want. It just puts it in there that it can be an option.
Right. And but if that option is opened up, it requires oversight and accountability. And when we do it with 753 kids, it is just not going to be manageable. Not to a level... And again, that's my opinion. I think you should listen to Cindy Tuttle and to Steve Putman, who may be able to shed light on what is already difficult. It's already difficult to manage cell phones and vaping, and this is just another level of oversight. And I just think we're making a very big mistake.
All right, so we're going to table this for now.
Yep.
And then we're going to
Mia,
Could you word it to a certain point that it can only be allowed if the teacher allows it? Like, it can't just be an
if it's in
thing.
If it's in the classroom.
It'd be like a privilege thing.
Yeah.
But everybody would try to get that teacher, and they can only have so many people in their study.
It's not unheard of. It's not unheard of in an idea. I just think I think getting the people that will be overseeing it is key to whether we vote or we don't vote, right? And I'm not. Listen, I'm not married to it. I'm just giving you my position on it because I've seen the oversight of things go awry, especially when we're talking about 750 plus kids. And I don't usually throw districts out there, but Messina, the largest district, does not allow its student body to play cards except for seniors. In senior lounge.
Could we just start small then?
Yeah.
Allowed in senior.
Yeah, if we bring in seniors privileges,
and if it turns out well. We
then we can.
And as I said, I don't agree with tabling it. I think we should vote to at least change the language and look at it. Don't table it. Just vote to change the language and look at.
But if
giving senior privileges.
Well, we can look at giving senior privileges at any point in time, right? It's not going to be this year, more than likely, because it's going to take a revamp of the master schedule and duties because you have to sign a teacher to it. But we can look into going into next year and bringing senior privileges back again. I've got no problem looking at that.
In the sand tonight to do that, in my opinion. But that's up to you. You're the only one that can make the motion.
Does it say gambling?
I do want to verify, though, Robert's
rule. I got Kay Reed if you want me to. She just called me.
I'm reading the section right now.
It's Tom Sawyer.
Hi, I'm in the middle of a board meeting, and we have a Robert's Rules of Order question. We had a situation where a motion was made at last meeting for a change in the code of conduct, and it was defeated 4-3. And one of the members of the board was not there that evening, is now here tonight. Can they make the same motion?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
so who can second that? Anybody? Okay. Okay. So, but it's called reconsideration.
Yes, motion to reconsider.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Yep, bye. So you can make a motion for reconsideration of that position. Anybody can second it.
You can just say Mr. Myers is right.
Well, no.
And that would be the same
motion.
The motion is to reconsider the motion from prior meeting of changing the language in the code of conduct to take out no cards and put in no gambling.
That's the motion.
That's the motion.
Okay, I
Does it say no gambling anyway in there?
Yes, it already says no gambling, but it also says no cards.
But it doesn't say no gambling on the horses, basketball.
No, it just says no gambling.
Gambling just covers all.
It doesn't say anything about horses. Horse races.
I just
want to
make sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're staying in here.
So let's gather our thoughts, and if you're making that motion, let's clarify one time. Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to reconsider the motion from the last meeting that removing, since gambling is already in the language, removing no playing cards.
No. I think I'm going to second that. I believe the person who made the motion initially cannot be
second.
I'll
second. Discussion. I can't help it. So we're not going to look at it to change the wording in the code of conduct in April when we have our three readings.
You're still going to do that. But to change this, this requires three more readings right now.
Well, if it comes to that time and you change your mind, you can vote differently then than you vote tonight?
Correct.
You can always do that.
Yeah, well, I'm just...
Yeah, you can always do that. All right, can we call the roll?
Okay. Mrs. McRoberts?
No.
Mr. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mrs. Testan?
Yes.
Mr. Rizzuto?
Yes.
Mrs. Lucky?
No.
Okay, so this will require three reads, so we'll bring the next first one to the board next week. With this modification, it can, however, be brought up to remove it again. Just so you know.
Can you bring have Cindy come to?
Yep, Cindy will be at next meeting. Yep, Cindy and Steve. Almost forgot Steve's name. Okay.
All right. Moving on. Under new business, general administration.
This is the appointment of election inspectors for annual district budget vote and school board election. That having the approval of the superintendent of schools, the board of education, the Augsburg City School District, or Augsburg City School, the persons as per the attached listing will be appointed to serve as election inspectors for the annual district budget vote and school board election to be held on May 21st, 2024, 12 to 9 p.m. This is setting the date of public budget hearing. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education, the Augsburg City School District, does elect to set a public budget hearing to be held on Wednesday, May 8th, 2024 at 6 p.m. in the OFA Senior High Cafeteria B.
So moved. Second. Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testan?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mr. Meyer?
Aye. Board number three.
This is sports merger for the 24-25 school year with Hewelton Central School. That having approved the superintendent of schools, board of education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the sports merger with Hewelton Central School District in cross-country, football, wrestling, winter, spring, track, boys lacrosse for the 24-25 school year on this fourth day of March 2024. This is the final review and adoption of the Augsburg City School District Policies 0000, 0115, 0115E, 0115R, 0150, 0300, and 0320. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District, does hereby approve the adoption of Policies 000, 0115, 0115E, 0115R, 0150, 0300, and 0320, presented this fourth day of March
2024.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye. Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mr. Meyer?
Mr.
Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testan?
Aye.
Board number five.
This is the resolution to approve the Memorandum of Agreement with St. Lawrence County Board of Elections. that having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the attached memorandum of agreement with the St. Lawrence County Board of Elections for the conduct of the district's annual meeting, school board election, and board and budget vote on May 21st, 2024, as submitted this fourth day of March 2024.
This is a 2024-2025 budget update. No action necessary, information and discussion only. The current proposed budget has a 0% increase to the tax levy and a 0% increase to the overall expense side of the budget. The biggest increases include regular and special education, along with health insurance and other fringe. The biggest cuts include cereal bonds and the capital funds transfer.
And there was no change from the last meeting. Still going in with zero increase to expense, zero increase to levy.
For item number B1, will be approved by the board as part of the consent agenda.
Yeah, I think he did a very good job. Next Board of Education meeting run by Mr. Sutton will be Monday, March 18th, 2024 at 6 p.m. in Cafeteria B.
I make a motion to move to executive session. All in favor?
Aye.